Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
All right, it's Brood 10. Not Brood X, I think. I don't know. Let's talk to the bug guy. Eric Day, he's an entomologist at Virginia Tech. And he joins us now to talk about this thing. It's happening, right? It's now. This is it. We're at ground zero. Are you excited? Eric, you've been waiting 17 years for this.
Very much so. This is amazing. Yes, it is Brood 10, or X, if you're using Roman numerals. And this is the big show. This is what entomologists wait for. I mean, this is pretty amazing. It's a unique biological phenomenon. It occurs in eastern United States only. And Washington, D.C. area in eastern United States is getting Brood 10 this year. So 2021 is a big year for cicadas.
Are these things a menace? Because, I mean, when they start flying and they go up to a window, like they freak me out because they're bigger than your average bug.
Well, they are a menace for fruit growers. So people with orchards, large-scale orchards, farmers may have small trees damaged, and it is an economic issue for them. For people in backyard situations, the noise can kind of drive you crazy a little bit, but it's really, they're not an issue. They're not poisonous. They don't bite. They don't sting. And it's just kind of, if you kind of sort of sit back a little bit from that, in fact, there's just huge numbers of them making a huge bunch of noise. It's just kind of very cool. It's a very amazing thing to see, to think about it for 17 years.
So what are you looking for as you watch these things? As what do we still have to learn from cicadas?
Well, one thing we do is we check and see where they emerge so that we can update our maps. We have maps going back to the 1890s for cicada emergence because it is every 17 years, and you just keep going back and back and back. They're very synchronized. So that helps us kind of talk to not just people with orchards, large-scale orchards, but also for backyard growers about planting a small tree. And also sometimes we do get inquiries from people about having an outdoor event. They want to know if cicadas are going to be out. And yeah, in 2021 in Northern Virginia, yes, they are in May and June.
Is they're not dangerous, like you said, other than the orchards and such in terms of what they eat. They're not dangerous. They don't sting. They don't bite. They won't make you itch. Because just thinking about them makes me itch.
Yeah. You could possibly have an ick factor. I can't imagine how an entomologist knows how you get an ick factor on cicadas. But no, they don't bite. They don't sting.
Hold on. You can't separate yourself from your field of study and recognize that, objectively speaking, these things are really icky looking.
Well, yeah, I don't think they're. I think, yeah, all right. Maybe some people might think they're icky looking. I think they're very cool. I mean, they're just amazing.
All right. So if they start, what if they do they swarm? Like, because you can hear they're incredibly loud, and it sounds like there's a ton of them.
Yeah, well, the main thing is it's the males calling for the females. So what happens when you get them emerging in the range of 1.3 million or 1.5 million per acre, then half of them are males and half of them are lonesome and they like to meet a girlfriend real soon. So they start calling. And so initially you might hear a few kind of off in the distance, maybe it sounds like a siren. Eventually you get huge choruses of them singing. And it sounds like someone saying pharaoh, pharaoh, pharaoh over and over again. That's what are known as pharaoh cicadas. Yeah. So, yeah, the noise can get pretty amazing. And it'll start probably in about a week or two. You'll start hearing them call in pretty big numbers.
And usually around dusk, or is this like a 24/7 thing?
Mostly during the day. It sort of peaks in the morning when the temperatures are rising. But it will go all day. You won't really hear them at night. I think it's things like nights can be things like crickets and that sort of thing. But during the day, heat of the day, that's where you're going to hear these guys.
And if they come up at your house or on your car or on your window or in your house even, what are you supposed to do with these things? Because I mean, my instinct is to swat, and I know that's probably really offensive to you. You're a bug guy.
Well. You can just chuck them outside. They are simply overwhelming all the annoyed humans. I mean, there are just so many coming out that whatever people do to them, and I hope that people don't do anything to them, but whatever people do to them, they're still going to be here. They're still going to reproduce. It's going to start all over in 17 years. But yeah, if you can just chuck them outside or ignore them, that's really going to be your best bet.
Now, I don't want you to take offense to this. It's not your, and again, I don't know how sensitive you are about people's opinions of bugs. I find them to be, generally speaking, an annoyance. But I also know that most bugs actually serve a purpose. They serve, you know, they obviously bees can be annoying, but they bring something to the table. What with cross pollination and honey and all that stuff. What do cicadas do? What's the reason for these things? Why do they exist?
Well, I think the best way to look at too is it's sort of a balance of nature thing, as well as they have found a niche that works very well. So they're underground, they're avoiding predators and parasites or things going after them. They're feeding on the roots underground for 17 years. And because of that 17 years, there's no bird or anything else that kind of can synchronize to their emergence. So they've really kind of figured it all out. Everybody leaves them alone underground. There's just too many of them when they come out. They overwhelm anything that might eat them. And so they've got a really good system of surviving and reproducing.
Do they, like the process of eating and feeding from roots underground, does that benefit the tree at all? It sounds like it would damage the plants or whatever they're eating. Or is there some I'm just trying to see in the circle of life what their purpose is.
Yeah. Well, the thing about trees that are being fed on when the cicadas are feeding on the root systems of trees, yeah, their tree rings are a little bit smaller, but the overall growth of the tree and everything else is really almost imperceptible as far as what it looks like to us. And for and the tree is definitely going to be setting enough seeds and everything else. So they really aren't a problem. Right now, though, when they're coming out of the ground, they're making lots of holes in the ground that's aerating the soil. And then as the cicadas die off in June and July, their bodies will be rotting and adding nutrients, and you'll see a flush of growth. So there is kind of actually a plus benefit to them emerging. So
that was going to be one of my questions. There was a smaller brood, I remember, like, I want to say it was 7 years ago or maybe 8 years ago, and it didn't come out. It wasn't as big as everyone was expecting, but I do remember a lot of cicada carcasses around. And you're saying they actually have a benefit. You should collect them and just use them as mulch?
Yeah, you could rake them up. Use them for mulch, use them for something like that. The one you probably think about 7, 8 years ago, I think it was, probably would have been about 2013, we had a brood 2 emergence in a lot of central Virginia. That did extend up into northern Virginia to a small amount. So the other thing that's kind of brings up another thing is cicadas are a good memory tool. I think it's the kind of thing to think about what you were doing 17 years ago or another brood, or if you're new to the area and say, want to know about cicadas, reach out to some of your neighbors and say, hey, what was this like 17 years ago?
So they're a conversation piece.
Sure.
But ultimately, let's just be clear, what's happening here is they're emerging, and their whole goal right now is to get a little action. That's the whole purpose of this adventure.
Boy meets girl. So the boys are out first, and they'll make a lot of noise, and that call that may kind of drive you crazy sounds really, really good to the girl cicada. And then after mating, the female cicadas will be laying eggs on twigs, and the eggs hatch in about the beginning of July or so, and the cicadas drop to the ground and they burrow into the ground, and that's where they stay for the next 17 years.
Right.
So that damage to the twigs can kind of show up, as we call it flagging. You might see some branches with brown leaves on it in the summer. Again, the trees seem to survive that pretty well, unless it's a really small tree. In that case, you might want to put some kind of netting over it.
Well, and then the other positive thing about the cicadas as a conversation piece is that it can be a great toast when you have your friends over and you're outside and you hear the noise, and you can all raise a toast, raise a glass, and say, let's hope we all live long enough so we can see Brood 10 come back again 17 years from now, right? And I hope to have you on the show, Eric Day.
Be on your show. Yeah, I'd love to be on your show 17 years from now.
See, that's a great thing. All right. All right, well, listen, enjoy this. Have fun. This is your Super Bowl. This is your Olympics. I hope you get a little action out of this.
This is our big show. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You bet. That is Virginia Tech entomologist, bug guy, Eric Day, on the cicadas. And they are coming. Here they come. Get ready.